behind the common law, this is what's so important for Christians to understand, was the belief that there was a God who had established a law pertaining to all things that he made and the relationship of all things to one another. So I would say, for instance, there's a law pertaining to rocks, just to keep it simple. Mm-hmm. Rocks are great for building roads and walls and bridges, but they're not very good to eat because that violates the God-given law of rockness. But he established a law for human beings, okay? And then that law was for human beings was made such that it also worked in our interpersonal relationships, okay? So he made us male, and then he said, okay, that's good, but I'm not going to make another male. I'm going to make a female. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make her from the male so that there's this sense of the unity that is God in their ontological being of humans, but I'm going to make her distinct, which also reflects the Trinity. Mm-hmm. And so there's now a better picture of the image of God, of unity and diversity. We're both ontologically the same, but the male and the female are different persons, like the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. And he says, and then we're going to join them together to create a unity of these distinctives in a social bond, as opposed to just a biological, ontological bond. Right. And now they're going to produce yet more distinctives. And we're going to unify those distinctives in a thing called family. And now I want you to fill the whole earth, because it's going to take a whole earth full of people to even begin to picture the fullness of the beauty of the image of God. So there was that law. And so they then looked at the Ten Commandments. And they said, okay, we shouldn't be stealing. And we should honor our fathers and mothers. And so they in essence looked at life. And over time, they began to work these things out using scripture and the fact that there's a God who has created as sort of the plumb line to figure out what those rights were, mm-hmm. to be able to distinguish between a gift and a contract, to distinguish between a trespass and an ownership of property. Okay, and so that was what the common law was. And it was said that when the judge issues an opinion, the judge was not telling you what the law was, he was telling you what he thought the law was. In other words, the judge's opinion was not the law.
Right. Mm. Right.
There was something behind the judge's opinion, uh-huh. on which he based his decision, but behind it all was the God who had established these principles.